The medium sat looking happily at the star-filled sky in her bowl, smiling and nodding and chuckling gently. But Meg noticed that her eyes were drooping, and suddenly her head fell forward and she gave a faint snore. "Poor thing," Mrs. Watson said. "We've worn her out. It's very hard work for her." "Please, Mrs. Watson," Meg asked, "what happens now? Why are we here? What do we do next? Where is Father? When are we going to him?" She clasped her hands pleadingly. "One thing at a time, love," Mrs. Watson said. Mrs. Hu cut in. "As paredes tem ouvidos," that's Portuguese. "Walls have ears." "Yes, let us go outside," Mrs. Watson said. "Come, we'll let her sleep." But as they turned to go, the medium jerked her head up and smiled at them radiantly. "You weren't going to go without saying goodbye to me, were you?" she asked. "We thought we'd just let you sleep, dear," Mrs. Watson patted the medium's shoulder. "We worked you terribly hard, and we know you must be very tired. But I was going to give you some ambrosia, or nectar, or at least some tea." At this, Meg realized that she was hungry. How much time had passed since they'd had their bowls of stew, she wondered. But Mrs. Watson said, "Oh, thank you, dear, but I think we'd better be going." "They don't need to eat, you know," Charles Wallace whispered to Meg. "At least not food, the way we do. Eating's just a game with them. As soon as we get organized again, I better remind them that they'll have to feed us sooner or later." The medium smiled and nodded. "It does seem as though I should be able to do something nice for you, after having had to show those poor children such horrid things. Would they like to see their mother before they go? Could we see Father?" Meg asked eagerly.
"No," Mrs. Switch said. "We are going to your father, Meg. Do not be impatient."
"But she could see her mother, couldn't she?" the medium wheedled. "Oh, why not?" Mrs. Watson put in. "It won't take long, and it can't do any harm." "And Calvin, too?" Meg asked. "Could he see his mother, too?" Calvin touched Meg in a quick gesture, and whether it was of thanks or apprehension, she was not sure.
I think it is a mistake.
Mrs. Switch was disapproving.
But since you have mentioned it, I suppose you must go ahead.
I hate it when she gets cross, Mrs. Watson said, glancing over at Mrs. Switch. And the trouble is, she always seems to be right. But I really don't see how it could hurt. And it might make you all feel better. Go on, medium dear. The medium, smiling and humming softly, turned the crystal ball a little between her hands. Stars, comets, planets flashed across the sky. And then the earth came into view again, the darkened earth, closer, closer, till it filled the globe. And they had somehow gone through the darkness until the soft white of clouds and the gentle outline of continents shone clearly. "Calvin's mother first," Meg whispered to the medium. The globe became hazy, cloudy. Then shadows began to solidify, to clarify, and they were looking into an untidy kitchen with a sink full of unwashed dishes. In front of the sink stood an unkempt woman with gray hair stringing about her face. Her mouth was open, and Meg could see the toothless gums, and it seemed that she could almost hear her screaming at two small children who were standing by her. Then she grabbed a long wooden spoon from the sink and began whacking one of the children. "Oh, dear," the medium murmured, and the picture began to dissolve. "I didn't really..." "It's all right," Calvin said in a low voice. "I think I'd rather you knew." Now, instead of reaching out to Calvin for safety, Meg took his hand in hers, not saying anything in words, but trying to tell him by the pressure of her fingers what she felt. If anyone had told her only the day before that she, Meg, the snaggle-toothed, the myopic, the clumsy, would be taking a boy's hand to offer him comfort and strength, particularly a popular and important boy like Calvin, the idea would have been beyond her comprehension. But now it seemed as natural to want to help and protect Calvin as it did Charles Wallace.